Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're shifting topics here. People who spend time in downtown Medford on foot or bicycle may occasionally wish the cars and trucks would just go away. That wish will come true for a few hours on Saturday, as several blocks around Pear Blossom Park in Medford will close to motor vehicles. The street shut down. The streets will be open to walkers and bikers as part of Medford Open Streets. Two guests help us understand what it's all about. They are both from the planning department at the City of Medford. Carla Palladino is principal planner. Carla, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Kyle Kearns is with us as well. He's listed as planner two with the City of Medford. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you.
Doing well. Thanks for you both joining us today. Carla, start us off. What is the basic idea of Medford Open Streets?
So this idea is really about closing down the streets to cars and opening them up for play for people. It's also geared towards looking at kind of having people get out of their own neighborhoods and come into a new neighborhood. So visiting downtown, experiencing Liberty Park maybe for the first time if they haven't been there, really supporting local businesses, and getting people just to be active and kind of socialize.
Liberty Park, give us a little description of what the situation is with that neighborhood.
So Liberty Park is, we kind of describe it as the area between Jackson and McAndrews, the railroad tracks and I-5. And so it's one of the city's oldest neighborhoods. We recently just have been working on a neighborhood plan for them. And so we really want people to kind of understand that that neighborhood exists and that, you know, there are opportunities in there for people to go to businesses and kind of recreate. There's parks in there, so things like that.
Has it not received a lot of business attention over the years? It seems like there's not. I mean, once particularly a lot of the car lots moved out to the edge of town, it seemed like there was even less activity there than there had been before.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, things are always kind of in a cycle, and so we're hoping that the neighborhood plan will kind of bring some, you know, rejuvenation there and just change things kind of on the outer edges between Riverside and Central, and then really focusing on the residential core and just helping that neighborhood kind of grow.
So, Kyle, talk about the nuts and bolts of what's going to happen on Medford Open Streets that helps connect Liberty Park to a more central part of downtown Medford.
Sure. So the main thoroughfare that we're focusing the event on is called Bartlett Street, which kind of connects the alleyway of downtown to kind of Main Street, and then from there to Pear Blossom. And as you work your way north, you go through the business district just adjacent to 4th, and then you kind of work your way up into the neighborhood part of Liberty Park, where there's a Living Waters Church and a Cornerstone Church there, just for points of reference. And so the idea is to show that connection that is already pretty well positioned with sidewalks, and then we're going to kind of promote it with bicycle traffic by putting some temporary sharrows there and promoting it as a different way to use it as opposed to just driving it like most people do every day. So it's kind of really to highlight that connection that's already there and show people how easy it is to get downtown using that.
You mentioned some of the amenities like sidewalks. I mean, Liberty Park has all the standard stuff, doesn't it? Or is it still even lacking in some basic infrastructure?
It's got a good framework for sure. We definitely, there's always room for improvement. I mean, you look to any city in the United States, I'm sure you could say there's room for improvement. So, but it's definitely got a good framework there, which is kind of part of the reason we wanted to include Liberty Park in this, is to show that and highlight that.
Is Liberty Park, is there getting any attention from the likes of people who might turn it into a, you know, gentrifying kind of neighborhood? It seems like it'd be ripe for that sort of thing. It's the kind of neighborhood in which this thing has happened in other cities.
Sure. I don't know if I'd want to speak to that directly. I mean, it's kind of dependent on what types of investments come in there. The hope is that the plan would kind of help curb some of that, though.
Mm-hmm. Carla, can you comment any further or give us an idea of what sorts of directions you're trying to guide people to in terms of helping develop Liberty Park?
Well, I think because we have kind of that commercial kind of perimeter, maybe we would focus on, you know, more multifamily residential, maybe some new businesses, really kind of for the residential core part of it that's in between those two major streets, really just promoting, you know, upgrading homes if necessary, maybe some small infill. Kids Unlimited is in there as well, and so they've really changed some of that dynamic in the neighborhood. And so really it's going to be a gradual change. You know, there are some improvements that the city would need to look at in terms of what does the traffic pattern on Central and Riverside look like. Obviously, it's very car-oriented. It's not very pedestrian friendly, and so we will need to look at some shifts in that too, which will, you know, bring changes to development as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I the whole thing about making it more pedestrian friendly is a part of what Medford Open Streets is all about. We're discussing that with Carla Palladino and Kyle Kearns from the Medford City Planning Department. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, ideas for Medford Open Streets and beyond. 800-838-3760 by phone. Join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. So we've only talked about Bartlett so far. Kyle, give us a picture of the rest of what's going to be available here in Medford Open Streets.
Yeah, so we've got quite a bit of participants. We've got more than 30 different organizations that are represented that range from nonprofit to business. We've got, in terms of bicycle-related things, Siskiyou Velo is one of the local nonprofits. They'll be doing a bike valet as well as some courses on how to properly maneuver in the streets. We'll also have Familia Unida, which is a nonprofit that focuses on promoting after-school programs with youth. We're also going to have, in the spirit of bikes, the Medford Police Department will be doing a course that's more focused for children on how to maneuver bikes. We're going to have Common Block's also going to be helping out by doing some stuff with their area near Pear Blossom Park. We're going to have some music down at Pear Blossom Park, including some live bands, silent disco, and also a DJ. His name is Josh Dubb. He does kind of his own music as well. And so it's going to kind of range from all sorts of different activities, from dancing. We're going to have a Zumba class from a downtown studio called Inspire Studio as well. And then we're going to kind of range from, really organized things to just kind of free-flowing things throughout, where people can go kind of play with the things that are on the street that people have brought with them as well. So it's kind of an organic and structured event in several ways.
I didn't give day and time when we were talking about this a moment ago when I gave the reset. So it's this is in Medford from Bartlett Street, on Bartlett Street from Pear Blossom Park to Liberty Park.
Correct.
This coming Saturday, starting at 11 in the morning and extending until 2 in the afternoon. I am always struck by that term silent disco. How does that work, Kyle?
So silent disco, it's really kind of cool if you haven't seen it. What it is you have these DJs who are playing their music or other music, and they play the music through headphones, Bluetooth headphones, and so you don't really hear anything, but you see all these people dancing, and it's great for people watching and participating as well. So definitely worth checking that out.
So if you're not wearing the headphones and hearing the music, you're just watching people move to this music that you can't hear?
Yeah, exactly. So, you can kind of dance to your own tune if you want.
You also mentioned a couple different things. Siskiyou Velo and Medford Police both talking about how to maneuver bikes on streets. Is there a different set of skills there than just taking the bike to the open road?
Yeah, so it's kind of how I believe that the adult course that Siskiyou Velo is putting on is how to kind of maneuver and properly, stop if you need to suddenly stop, and, kind of the turning movements that bikers need to go through that they may not know. And then the children's course is more focused on actually how to ride a bike, and that's the police department is putting that one on. And so they're kind of two different focuses. One's more for kids that may not be terribly familiar with bikes, and the other is more for adults who maybe don't know, how to properly be in the road on a bicycle.
Now, Carla Palladino, to get from Pear Blossom Park to Liberty Park, you do have to cross Jackson Street, which I see is not closed, but you have some provision there to help people get across. What's going to go on there?
So our Public Works Department is going to be taking Jackson Street down to one lane in each direction that day, and we're also going to be installing a temporary crosswalk across there, and then we will have some intersection superheroes that will help kind of guide people through that and people across safely.
So then people get a chance to get across Jackson Street. Now they're not going to get any particular help. It looks like crossing. I'm trying to think of what street I'm looking at here.
Fourth Street.
No, further north. It's where Bartlett Street ends.
Maple Street will actually still be open east west,
mm-hmm.
but there will be a closure right at Bartlett, so mm-hmm. people won't be able to come in there. But they won't need to really. That's a pretty local street, and so people would just be crossing. Would a normal residential street.
So the folks who go right through Medford on 99, either Riverside North or Central Avenue South, they won't notice anything really necessarily?
Correct.
All right.
Signs out, but yeah.
So then at 2 p.m., do the streets that are closed open to traffic again and open to cars again?
Yes, they will.
All right. So talk about, if you would, the hope here, how to what you hope comes out of this in terms of encouraging people to stick with active transportation, the kind they'll be using on Bartlett Street on Saturday.
it's really just giving people an opportunity to think differently. You know, you might drive around this in your car, but don't stop and think about what businesses are there or, you know, how you could maybe get on the greenway and get to certain places. So it's really just an opportunity to kind of showcase what we do have in terms of our, you know, greenways and Larson Creek Greenway. We have transit downtown, you know, RVTD. We're partnering with them for this event, and they'll have a bus out that people can go into and kind of learn more about that. And so really it's just a focus on, you know, just thinking differently and kind of understanding what your options are.
Go in a little more detail, if you would, on the Larson Creek Greenway. I think it's still sort of a you know, a hidden gem, because I know somebody who lives along Larson Creek who didn't even realize it was there.
Right. So Scuvello is actually going to be doing a ride. Asante has provided their parking lot on Black Oak for folks during the event, so you can come and park there if you want, or ride there, and then Scuvello is going to actually do like a guided ride through Larson Creek. They'll connect into the Bear Creek Greenway and then take you in to the event. So it's an opportunity for folks to learn about trails that maybe they've never discovered as well. So it's a pretty cool opportunity.
We are talking about Medford Open Streets coming this Saturday to downtown Medford on Bartlett Street from Pear Blossom Park to Liberty Park. Carla Palladino and Kyle Kearns are with the Medford City Planning Department, one of the partners in the activities. We also have RVTD. And what's the other organization you have with you?
Downtown Medford Association.
Okay. And you can join the conversation on the exchange in the few minutes we have left at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Since RVTD is a partner, are they providing any benefit to people to get to Medford Open Streets?
They have. Well, they have their transit stop downtown, which is just a few blocks away, and they've kind of noted on our, we have MedfordOpenStreets.org website. You can go to their Google Trip Planner and kind of see where the best spot to jump on a bus is to get downtown.
All right, but nothing in the way of special fares or anything on that day?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. So what is how do you follow Medford Open Streets, Kyle Kearns? How do you keep the idea fresh that people can use bicycles and their own feet to get around downtown, and B, to spend some time and attention in Liberty Park?
When you say follow, do you mean like how do you follow up with this to keep the momentum going?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think part of that comes with the Liberty Park plan and some of the other planning activities that we do surrounding kind of urban development, because part of this is the temporary crossing that we were talking about. That is actually a project that's tied to the Liberty Park plan, so it's kind of to highlight an example of what is to come. And kind of these events have been going on around the globe to kind of help people rethink the streets, which often are the biggest public space that we have in our cities. And so it's kind of to rethink how we get around our town and kind of get people to kind of start to think, oh, well, maybe, you know, the 15-minute walk really isn't that far. Because, you know, we're all guilty of this. You know, we all just get in our car. We think time is of the essence. But really it's, you know, when you slow down and just kind of look around and see, like, oh, I didn't know the shop was there. Oh, I didn't, you know this was here. It's a very different experience. So the hope is to kind of start that thinking and then, you know, keep these events going and help kind of, you know, whether it is help people realize a new way of transportation or living or interaction with their city that they may not have otherwise.
One of the best planning presentations I ever saw was from the former Ashland city planner, who did an overlay of the city of Ashland from the library to the plaza and indicated that people didn't like to walk that because they thought it was too far. And it's exactly the same distance as one end of the Rogue Valley Mall to the other. So people do have to be convinced to get on their feet, don't they, Kyle?
Yeah, it's just that simple switch in perception. It's amazing what you can think. You know, a 15-minute walk can feel pretty far, but it's really not. It's only about a mile for most people in really any kind of physical shape. So
Carla Palladino, Open Streets is a national movement, isn't it? This is not just this is a Medford thing this weekend, but it's a national thing all the time, isn't it?
It's national. It's actually global. It actually started in Bogota, Colombia, in like the 60s, where they continually to this day they shut down 70 miles of street on Sundays and on holidays, and they get attendance of over 1 million people. So it's more of a global movement. It's just really just to get people thinking differently and having fun, you know, outside their car.
Is there a thought to do this bigger next year if it's successful this year?
You know, we've talked about it. I think we're going to see how this one goes. We'd like to do it again. The idea also with these are to kind of move them around the city. so that people can experience different neighborhoods. And so that would hopefully be the goal.
Okay, so maybe a different Medford Open Streets next year. This one is Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 2 on Bartlett Street from Pear Blossom Park to Liberty Park. Our thanks to Carla Palladino, Principal Planner, and Kyle Kearns, Planner 2 at the City of Medford. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. That'll do it for today's exchange. We're online at jeffexchange.org. The program is produced by John Baxter and Angela Decker of JPR News. Our student assistant, Randy Babbitt, is at the controls today. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you so much for listening. Please join us again next time on The Exchange, and have a great day.